Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to ask you a question that I asked the same thing at the beginning of last week's program, and that is, are any of you out there tired of going from doctor to medical doctor to holistic practitioner, to holistic chiropractors, and yet you've spent a ton of money and you're not feeling any better, and no one really seems to be helping you with your specific problem? Well, if you are new to this program, and I've been on long enough now and I've had feedback, I do have some regular listeners and I'm very excited about that. And so some of this will be repetition, but I want to make sure that the new people understand why is my program different. And to briefly tell you that there are really three health programs that exist in the United States, and I think everyone is very, very familiar with the first two, and I'll cover that just briefly and then tell you about what my program is about. When you take the first program, you are taking regular medicine with medical doctors, and it is all about treating symptoms, and it is the use of drugs and surgery, and this is what is taught in medical school and has been used for over 100 years. Allopathic medicine is another name for it. And the second way is taking natural substances and treating symptoms, doing the same thing as the medical doctors are doing. They're treating symptoms, but they're using natural nutrition. And for many years, that's what I did. That's my background and my close to 30 years in this field. But what I am here to speak about is my specific program, which is different than the other two, and I call it the third modality for health, and I think it's the one that is working. Certainly for me, it works extremely, extremely well, because I am working with people's genetics. And people will ask me, well, Dr. Needle, what tests do you take? And what research is behind it? To how can you find the specific genetics for an individual? Well, I have been very blessed, a God-given gift with something called dowsing. And I'm going to stop a second, and then I'm going to go in and explain a little bit about dowsing. I did want to mention that if anybody would like a free dowsing reading this evening, I want you to call 1-888-815-9756. So you call in to 1-888-815-9756. Just give me your first name and what state you're from or out of the country. And I will give you a free basic dowsing reading at cell level. And I'm going to explain what this is about now. Okay. When you use something called the field of dowsing, when someone begins with this system of discovering what is the right genetics for an individual, which I use this system with, in the beginning, you use your own belief system, which it makes the answers extremely wrong. In other words, it takes an enormous amount of practice and years, and to me, it's a God-given gift, because now I am near 100% accurate in what I pick up in people's bodies. I want to mention this is long, long, long before it's picked up by the medical communities with scans and MRIs. What I am talking about is cell level. And folks, this is why I'm so successful in turning people's health around. I first find out, can I help that individual? Because if something is going on in the body and it's very advanced, or they've got all these different diseases in very advanced stages, I honestly cannot help you. And I don't work with that kind of person, because I can't help them. So the people I work with all get better. And so that with this God-given gift of dowsing that I use, and somebody calls in this evening, we'll run through it and everybody can listen, I'm able to pick up at the cell level beginnings of cancer, beginning of and of tumors, having mental problems, dementia, is there early stages of Alzheimer's? What about diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure? We could go on and on. And because I pick it up early before the medical community picks it up and puts you on drugs, which is a very advanced stage. For me, it is, you know, cellular. It's very, very beginning stages. I am able to pick this up and to give recommendations through vibrational healing, vibrational energy. You know, there's a lot of names for what I'm doing here, but I'm working with that specific individual. So you will find out, well, what is the right protein for me? They told me at the health food store, maybe I should try soy. And it's an experiment, and it's just a guessing game. And for a long time, yours truly, Dr. Needle, did this. And what I did was to think and know by research and what the problems were with my doctorate in nutrition, what that person should take. But here's the break in it, is that it is all a guessing game, and no longer in my practice is it a guessing game. It is so exciting, and after my wife and I began to get results way back a few years ago, before I went out to the public with it or in my practice, much less getting on international radio, BBS radio that I'm now on, and I've been on about a month tonight. Until that time, I was guessing. And no matter what the research is, no matter what you read in health magazines, CNN television and men's health, women's health, sports magazines and so forth, you don't really know, folks, if it's really working at cell level. And this is what's so incredible, exciting. And, you know, I'm 71 years old. I used to take medications, and I used to have problems in my system, and I no longer have them. I got rid of plaque in an artery. I got rid of my, I was an ex-smoker. I stopped when I was 40 years old. But my goodness, the damage to the lungs and the bronchial tubes with the inflammation continues on, and I was having bronchitis every year. And way back then, 15 years ago, I didn't have a clue how to really help it. I tried and experimented with a lot of things. Nothing really worked. I did not want to go to the drugs and to regular medicine. So anyway, when I take a client, and they don't have to be in my office, you could be calling. I've had people from Florida and Delaware, Washington State, you know, anybody in Canada or even out into other countries, if anybody calls in, I'm able to pick up these vibrations. And what happens is that you will find out, are you in the healthy spin zone, I call it? Are you in the neutral spin zone? Are you in the unhealthy spin zone? For those that want it, you will give me your chronological age, and I will give you your real body age. And folks, I gotta tell you, thank you God. I mean, at one time I was way over my age, for my real body age, and it is now, I'm 71 and I am, 48. My wife is 70 and she is at 45 years old. So we are aging. We are slowing up the, we're anti-aging. We're slowing up the aging process. We cannot stop aging, but we can certainly slow it up. And even no matter what your genetics are, if diabetes runs into your family or breast cancer, whatever, if I pick it up and it's early, I can assure you these things are going to turn themselves around. What I want to concentrate on is to tell you tonight about my 500 food eating plan that each of my clients gets when they start on my program. And what I do is to take 500 different foods by categories. For instance, protein, okay, fish categories, animal protein, vegetables, grains, spices, fruits. For once in your life, I don't care what your age is, or chronological or real body age, it doesn't matter. You will know genetically what is specifically for you. Not for your brother or sister, or if you're a twin, or your parents, or your grandparents, or your best buddy or girlfriend. None of that will be the same. We are all with that individual blueprint, blueprint that we have. And I go through and take those 500 foods, and I go by a 100-year-old, I guess you could call it, philosophy. It's called lectins. And lectinology has been around over 100 years. No one has really studied it and done the research, because that requires lots and lots of money. I don't have a research team. I'm the researcher. And after 30 years in this business, I know what works and what doesn't work in an individual's body. So what are lectins? Lectins are protein chemicals that are inside of every piece of food that we have, fruit, vegetable, nuts, whatever it is, salmon, makes no difference. And these protein chemicals are either compatible for your particular blueprint, or they're incompatible for your particular blueprint. Extremely accurate, and I have to tell you, folks, I am emphasizing these lectins this evening because in my experience, okay, it's not my belief system, it is my experience with all the clients that I work with, that the number one primary cause of sickness and disease is incompatible lectins, incompatible protein chemicals that are in these foods that we eat. Okay? Understanding that, we're not talking about weight loss and weight loss systems out there, Weight Watchers and Atkins, and, you know, we could go on and on with South Beach and so forth. What I'm speaking of is not about carbohydrates. It's not about the protein. It's not about the calories. It's not low fat or high fat. What we're talking about is that, let's take an example. Okay, suppose I have Joe, and Joe calls in tonight, and I check certain lectins for him for different. Let's start with protein. Okay. And he says, I drink whey protein every day. They told me at the gym how good it is and how much energy that people get. Really, Joe, is that specifically for you? And there's a pause. Well, maybe, maybe not. And so through the use of the dowsing, it will show, let's say for Joe, that that is a negative for him. In other words, when these lectins come in, that protein comes into his body, it goes down into the digestive tract, and it's broken up, and it's gone out into the bloodstream and goes on to the cells. And when it's distributed, it begins to cause where there are predispositions. In other words, where there are people whose genetics show that this is where weaknesses occur, whether it's in the bladder and or the kidneys or the colon or the breast or whatever. It begins to irritate cells in that area that whey protein for Joe, and then it gets inflamed. These cells get inflamed, and from there you have a growth or a development, a full-blown development. It may be weeks, months, or years, depending, and it depends on how much whey protein that Joe drinks every morning. What's going to happen there is a disease develops. If we have compatible protein, let's say that in Joe's case, soy protein is very strong, and I pick that up vibrationally at the cell level. So when it goes into the system and it breaks down and on into the bloodstream, okay, it is compatible. Everything is assimilated and digested beautifully. So, folks, this is a general idea about what is the primary cause, of sickness and disease. I'm going to mention the call-in number again, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756, and I'll be happy to talk with you. If you are not inclined to give me a call, I'll be glad to talk to you individually, and you can call my office. Let me give you that toll-free number, 1-800-653-1056. My office in Atlanta, toll-free, 1-800-653-1056. I'm also going to give you right now my website to go to, and it will explain things, and you can look at that before you call or whatever. And that is www.dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G, for health.com. So it's www.dowsingforhealth.com. Okay, let's go back to these lectins and talk some more about it. I know that this works. Okay, people don't have to believe in dowsing. It makes no difference. It doesn't change the results. If people are open enough and are having problems, or they've been going to medical doctors and they're just not feeling right, and they've been put on all of these medications, and I'll just digress a minute. Medications, by the way, can do wondrous things, and they're emergencies when we need them. And when drugs are given automatically for instance, for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, okay, to give those medicines to people, okay, when a natural way without negative side effects can occur, is by far the smartest and best way to go. If you take certain medications, and more than likely, that particular case would be treating that symptom. Remember, I mentioned that in the beginning. Well, you're treating that symptom, but guess what? The residue of the isolated synthetic chemicals in that drug will go somewhere else in the body, and sooner or later, you are developing another problem, another disease on its way, and then there's another drug for those reactions, and people are taking a ton of drugs, and really it's making them sicker, although the doctor in most cases doesn't even understand it or the biochemistry of it. So if you can do a program like this, you will, as I said earlier, you will once and for all know what foods to eat, which is the primary cause. There are other causes of sickness and disease, but the primary cause, again, is eating the wrong lectins. So when somebody is with a trainer, for instance, and they're told, eat low fat, and they're told to work out a certain way. Well, you know what? They may get thinner. They may have more energy. And they've knocked all this weight off. But, folks, are they healthy inside? My job, my field, is not for the exterior of the body, although people can lose weight when they have the right food put into their system. But my focus is on making people healthier, keeping them away from drugs and medicine, keeping them away from continuously, unknowingly eating the wrong food. Let me give you another example. Green tea. I have so many clients who are drinking green tea. You know what the percentage of these people are getting benefits from it? I think I found one person that it was right for. Wow. What about pomegranate juice? What about all of the latest multi-level marketing products that are taken? Well, folks, I have to tell you, I have been through that, okay? I've done all the diets. I've done macrobiotics. I've worked with raw foods. See, I was my own research team. I don't have the money or the FDA to pass on everything that I do. Thank you, God. What I have is the freedom and the independence and, of course, trying different things. And over the years, working with my clients and experimenting, and that's what it is, if you're out there taking vitamins and you think they're the best, I promise you, you are experimenting. You may be right. You may have rolled the dice and guessed right. But it's just because it's a fabulous, fabulous company, and the marketing and the research is so exciting, it's the best thing since sliced bread, that doesn't make it work compatibly in your body. So if we take the animal protein that's out there, there are folks who are vegetarians, and they have taken it on, and they come to me, because they may have dark circles under their eyes. They don't know what that's all about. They don't have any energy. They feel listless, and they don't know what it's about. And let me tell you my experience about vegetarianism. I was, for about a year and a half, a vegan. That means that I ate nothing but fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and grains. And philosophically, I love the idea of being a vegetarian. I think it's good, you know, for the green of the earth, and I think it's less expensive than eating meat. And yet, I developed a large cyst in my gums that gave me the beginning of a red flag that for me, vegetarianism is toxic. So keep that in mind if you're trying to become more and more vegetarian, like maybe your buddy or a meeting you went to, that's not necessarily the answer. So you will find out in this program, if you're in that area, whether you're going to should stay with vegetarianism or you are protein deficient. I can quickly pick up on that. And so that is a strong example there. You can be right now when I test you a certain way, and as your immune system strengthens, as your body heals, and the body is healing itself in my program. Folks, the body is healing itself. See, I didn't say treating symptoms. I'm not treating anybody's symptoms. What I'm doing is creating a homeostasis or a balance in the body, and guess what? The body will always heal itself. So, therefore, I get tremendous results from everyone that I work with who stays with me, certainly more than 4 or 6 weeks or a couple of months, because the longer they stay with me, the healthier they're going to get. But down the road, your body's immune system will be so strong that you will then have to have another eating plan at that point, and it's always positive, and it's always so much fun and so exciting for me to heal people and tell them, you know, when we started, grains were a problem with you, Tom, and now you can eat these grains. So these are the things that I run into. When I take these 500 foods and do them by category for you, okay, I have an overall view of your health. I can tell whether you have, without dousing, I can look at that after I've done all of this, and I can tell you whether that person has high blood pressure, diabetic, has blocked arteries, has memory problems, has arthritis, and we can go on and on and on. So this lectinology is extremely, extremely accurate for me. A scientist could argue with me about it because of the lack of research. And as I said earlier, that costs money, and there's no money in it for those people that would get into that, so they don't fool with it. Okay, my number again, 1-888-815-9756. Anybody that would like to call in tonight and have a free dousing for health, free dousing for health. I came across some information the other day that I find just fascinating and could get me off on on a lecture here, and I don't want to give a lecture as such. But in 2007, they looked at the number of drugs that people were taking for ages 0 to 18 years old, averaging in the United States last year 4 drugs. Ages 19 to 64, you ready? 11 drugs. 65 and older, 29 per person average. 29. My God, no wonder people are so sick. Yes, they're alive. Yes, you're living longer. Do you want to live longer, you know, on a walker? You want to live longer where you don't know your name, but you're still alive? Do you want to live longer, not sleeping, but still alive? So what is that life? What I'm talking about is living with anti-aging, slowing up the aging process, and going to the cell level. That's where it's all at. There's going to be someday, folks, I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime, someday there may be machines that can be able to pick up what I'm doing vibrationally and picking up this information. I don't know, but it seems to me that if that occurs, it's going to be a huge, huge dent in the medical field, which maybe that's the reason that it may never come out, that there'll be accurate equipment that can actually pick up with what I'm doing with the field of dousing. So dousing is very, very exciting, and you have to be very careful. I have a gentleman that called me today, found me on my website, www.dousingforhealth.com, and wants to get started. And so the power of it is to be open, not worry about if it's going to work. You're going to know, and in some cases, in the first week or 2 weeks, you're going to start feeling better when you come with this program. Let's talk about income and cost, okay? If somebody stayed with me, let's say 2 or 3 years, it would not come close to what it's going to cost for the deductible, where the deductibles are if you have an insurance plan, and what it's costing you to take all of these drugs out of pocket is not even close. The main thing is your health, and that you are on the right track for the first time. You know what kind of foods that are specific for you to eat. You understand what's going on, and you begin to feel it feel it in your body. I wanted to mention something else that I came across about, hold on a second. Yes, the fourth leading cause, folks, the fourth leading cause. Now, this was in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association. The fourth leading cause of death in the United States, behind number one, heart disease in 2007, number two, cancer, number three, stroke, ready, properly prescribed drugs. The fourth leading cause of death. I didn't make this up. This is not from a holistic journal. This is from the Journal of American Medical Association in 2007. The fourth leading cause of death in the United States, and it's not because they were not prescribed or taken properly. And that's something to think about. So the more you can stay away from medicines and drugs, and let me touch on that. If I have somebody coming to me and they're on some medications, let's say thyroid medication. Well, usually a physician tells somebody that if you take thyroid medicine, you're going to have to take it for life. Really? Not with my program. Not with my program. What I do, first of all, is to check that thyroid, that with dousing, and I ask the client to work with their doctor on taking and weaning off. Eventually, you're going to need less and less of this thyroid medication, and my program is going to take over and do the healing. How do I know that? Well, let's start with my own wife, Jackie, because we went around trying to get hormone replacement therapy several years ago. This was before the bioidentical hormones were on the market, and that's a subject for another treatment. If we have time, we'll go back to it tonight. But what happened with these compounding things, that she got sick, and then she'd feel good for a little while, and then she felt worse, and she wasn't sleeping, and so forth. And through my program, through my specific program, it didn't happen overnight. But she has the most balanced thyroid at age 71, and I'm going to give you a powerful testimonial about my wife. To me, it's more than all the other testimonials that I have from clients. Recently, my wife, for a state reason, had a very, very high insurance policy application in. It's a biggie, and I'm not telling you how much. A big one. And at age 70, after the medical exam and the other paperwork and so forth, my wife became preferred plus status, eligible for this insurance from this insurance company, life insurance. And so here's a typical 70-year-old. Absolutely not. My gosh. The typical 70-year-old is not anywhere near healthy as my wife. Remember, her body age is 45 years old. She's a year younger than me and 3 years younger biologically. And so that's a very, very powerful testimonial. So I want you to understand that the eating plan is the primary part of my program. Along with that, we get into vitamins. When you take vitamins, repeating from earlier, you're pretty much going on the comments of the salesperson at the health food store, or the information on the internet, or you've gone to a holistic practitioner who is recommending different nutrients. I am not saying that none of this works, folks. I'm not saying that. But what I use is phytonutrients. Phyto is the Latin word for plant. Plant nutrients. I don't get them at the store. I don't buy them from a wholesaler, network marketing. I have them made specifically for me, specifically for the vibration compatibility of the lectins when of the food, along with coordinating it with the vitamins, elements from whole food substances that I use. So you can find these vitamins that I use everywhere, but you will not have the life force. You will not have the vibrational healing that's inside of these nutrients. I spent 2 years, and I went all over the world looking for the nutrients that I wanted in my practice that would really, really work with my dousing. I've been using nutrients, as you know, for years. But I've never left my office. I am able to get on Google or Yahoo, and I can put my hand up, and I can go through thousands and thousands of products and go through hundreds and hundreds of manufacturers. And it took 2 years, folks, for me to find the elements that are taken into the body, absorbed and assimilated. Not just taken in and becoming an isolated synthetic chemical. You know, there are many of these multiples that are out there. Those multiples may have started out with original vitamin C from the orange and the carrots, beta carotene and vitamin A. What I'm saying is that by the time they get through with them, they don't have a life force. They may have been heated. They were left out for days before they put them into a capsule in traveling. They have substances and chemicals because they're not organic. And you can go on and on. And then, is it compatible for your genetics? So if somebody comes to me, okay, and most of my people, if you're already aware, most of my people are going to be by phone. The small part of my practice are local people, but it doesn't matter whether you're in my office or you're calling from Canada. So these chemicals that are put in, that are bought, and you can buy the discounts and go to Costco and so forth, and get good prices, are they assimilating? Okay, are they being digested and going in and healing the body? I don't need, okay, to even have a patient stay on Fosamax, which causes disease of the jaw, disintegration of the jaw. There are many dentists that already know that. And I'm going to stop there right now, and I have a phone call, and who am I speaking with?
Dawn in Wilmington.
I'm sorry, your name?
Dawn in Wilmington.
Okay. I have a bad connection. I heard the Wilmington. Are you in Wilmington, North Carolina?
Yes, and my name is Dawn.
Dawn, D-A-W-N. Okay, Dawn. And how old are you?
What was that?
How old are you, chronological age?
I don't deal with chronological ages. I'm sorry.
How about your main age?
What is your age? I don't do age. I don't do age.
Okay, so you're not interested to know your true aging inside of your body. We don't have to go there.
Yeah, I don't, because I'm much younger. You're as young as you feel. The reason I called, though, was because I don't know if you've brought.
You had a testing for that?
I beg your pardon?
Did you have testing for your real age, body age?
Let me just put it this way. I don't do age because I'm not going to get into that paradigm. You know, I don't do race. I don't do age. I don't do a lot of categories. But the reason
I honor that 500%. So go ahead with your question.
The reason I called you, though, was did you see the New York Times today?
Because no, I don't read the New York Times.
Well, okay, here we go. But anyway, dousing is on the front page. But
oh,
it's dousing for water. It's dousing for water. It was a pretty skeptical article, but people are so desperate for water that they're actually really turning to dowsers, especially in Texas.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I want to tell you something about that. If you went to my website, dowsingforhealth.com, mm-hmm. you'll see a little article about a gentleman who has passed over, who said, I can't really explain it, but it certainly works. His name is Albert Einstein. So I've got some pretty good backing up about dowsing. But that is, you're right, you know, engineers have walk across with tuning forks. They walk across the land looking for water, and those tuning forks will vibrate, mm-hmm. and it'll show them where water is. And that was the very, very beginning of dowsing. Again, I've gone, you know, quantum leaps in my own nutritional field. But thank you. I'm going to have to get that New York Times. That's wonderful. I appreciate you sharing that. Are you interested in a pre-dowsing health or a reading or not?
No, not really. Let me tell you something. Einstein was a Pisces, and Pisces is a water sign. So, of course, he understands dowsing.
Oh, that's good. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay, have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. That was Dawn in Wilmington, North Carolina, and she gave me a real. She wasn't interested to look into her health with me, and that I honor that. I assume that's why she called. But she called to tell me about this article in today's New York Times, and very, very exciting. And you know, dowsing is going to become more and more popular as more and more people get skilled. But let me tell you what happened with one of my clients. When I first started using this little dowsing rod that I spin with, I had a woman come and did the program with her, and she ended up going home, and she practiced, I guess, an hour or two, if that much, and she went home and she prescribed for her husband and her two children what they should eat by her dowsing. Folks, you know the ad, don't try this at home on TV, don't go home and try this. That is the most dangerous thing that can be done. I mentioned it when I first got on the air tonight, that when you are dowsing, people automatically have their own belief system. Well, I think my good friend should be eating like me. So what happens is that dowsing rod projects what that woman thinks. The information I get in, folks, comes through me. I don't use my brain to figure out what's wrong. I will use my brain to look at the different parts of your body and how they work together and how nutrition can help. But when I'm specifically dowsing, is something right for the body or it's not right for the body, then that is fantastic. I'm getting that information. And I have to tell you that for several in the early years, I would never, never come on the radio like I am tonight and talk to you about healing your body. At 71 years old, you know, I can find other things to do to keep me busy, okay? I don't have to do this to make my mark in the world. I do this because I'm helping people. If I wasn't helping people, I wouldn't fool with this for a second. And it is an extremely, extremely exciting plus for me to know that I do not have people on medicines now that were on them when they started. And they are very healthy. They feel healthy. I've got, you know, armfuls of testimonials about all the people that I've helped. And I want to go back. I think I have some time. I've got about 10 minutes here. Let me go back and tell you, well, for people that didn't hear my very first program, let me tell you how I got into this field from holistic nutrition to the use of the dowsing. Close to 30 years ago, my father passed in South Carolina. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And my mother moved to Atlanta to be with her sons and grandchildren. I have two other brothers. And she was here a while at 78 years old, and she got depressed. Well, you go to the doctor with your mother. Back then, you go and you get her checked out. She goes to the doctor, and they keep her for a week. And they brought in a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist was calling me. You know, I think there's one peer group person in every family that kind of just automatically takes over, and this is where I took over in my field, particularly with my mom. So anyway, he was telling me about the fact that he was using Prozac. Excuse me, let me X that. Not Prozac, I'm sorry. He was using two psychiatric drugs, okay, that was treating my mother for depression. And he was going to release her in 1 week, and I would pick her up, which I did, and I brought her home. She lived down the street from me. And in the middle of the night, the phone rang. And when the phone rang, I picked it up, and I said, hello, and said, "This, I'm your mom, and I can't go outside naked in the rain like this." I said, "Mom, would you repeat that?" She repeated it. Put on my clothes, drove up the street, walked in on my mother. She's shaking. She's vibrating. She's sitting in a chair. Called a psychiatrist. Said, take her to a psychiatric ward, and I'll meet you tomorrow morning. Next morning, I meet him there, and my brothers are there, and he says, your mother has had a uprising, or whatever the word he used, of a dementia that rose to the surface. And I looked at my brother, and they looked at me like, wow, all this happened in 1 week with these psychiatric drugs. And so anyway, we asked the psychiatrist to please leave the room. We no longer needed his services. We didn't know. We knew instinctively, folks, we knew inside that something was not right. Anyway, I ended up taking my mother to a rest home, and for the rest of her life, which was about another 3 or 4 years longer, she was pretty much a vegetable. Folks, if something happened like that to your mother, how would you feel? And I'm going to carry this further, that it is not my opinion or my brother's opinion what happened. After my mother passed, I was in a function in South Carolina, and at 10 o'clock at night, I went up to the Hyatt pool and hot tub, and I'm sitting in the hot tub, and there's a man next to me, and we start talking, and he tells me, I'm Dr. So-and-so from Harvard Medical School, and I'm here to teach drugging and the elderly to the medical students, and I'm going all over the country. And I said, well, doctor, if you got a minute, you know, we're trapped there in the hot tub. Oh, my goodness. There are no accidents, folks. And this is all, to me, just pure guidance from the universe and my guides or whomever. Anyway, he said to me, okay, you get your mother's records and send them to this address, and I will get back with you within 3 weeks. Well, he went and did that. And then 3 weeks later, he called me, and he said, I want you to know that your mother has been permanently brain damaged by Haldol and Stelazine. Haldol and Stelazine. And folks, remember, this is years ago. And he said, it's a cover-up, but you will have to exhume your mother's body if you want her if you want to have a case with her. You've got to have her body dug up. Well, I gave that some thought, and I said, there must be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison into health the human body. There's got to be another way. So, folks, this is how I got into my field. And as long as this lady, Dawn, just called and she mentioned Pisces, and I'm sure she's metaphysical, I've got a little more to this story to tell you. My wife and I were invited by Dr. Atkins when he was alive to New York for a weekend. And while we were up there that weekend, it's along with different nutritionists around the country that were meeting with him. And that Saturday evening, there was going to be a medium. Okay, a medium named Rosemary Alte, A-L-T-E-A, from England, and I had read her book, and I just felt inside, I wasn't dowsing then, but I felt that this woman was very legitimate and made so much sense in her book. My wife and I go that Saturday evening. She comes walking down the aisle. I'm sitting by the runner as she's walking down. She tells me to stand up. She says, "Sir, your mother is standing behind you, and she's got two messages for you. Number one, you could not have helped her after what happened to her. And number two, listen to this, folks, use your hands more. Use your hands more." And then she said, "That's it." And I sat down. And using your hands more, folks, is when I got involved with dowsing soon after that. But I didn't know the connection at that time. I really didn't. And so this is a supreme gift from my mother and a mission that I do this kind of work. I never dreamed that I would have this kind of accuracy that is even superseding just about everything out there that that people are now going to. I am not telling you that doctors are not incredible for reconstructive surgery and emergencies. You cannot do without them. Unbelievable. You know, and I know, that you can't take some vitamins, okay, or eat something from your food eating plan when you're having a heart attack. So I don't want people to get the impression that I'm anti, and I'm not a Christian Scientist, that I'm not, I'm anti-medical completely. I am not. I'm saying we're using them much, much too much, and that they are drugging up people. You heard 29. I can't believe that. Like, I looked at that. That can't be true. They must have made a typographical error. Oh, my God. But I want you to understand that if you'll call me at 1-800, we don't have time for any calls right now. We've got about 3 minutes. But if you'll call me in my office at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, and just if I'm not answering, I'm with a client, just leave a message, and usually within 10 or 12 hours at the most, I'm back with somebody, or certainly within 24 at the maximum. And if you want to go on my website and read about it, it's www.dowsingfor.health.com. I hope you've enjoyed this evening. I speak from my heart every week. I am going to continue to do this because this word needs to get out. People do not have choices. Most of the population's choices are coming from their medical doctors. And then there are a large group of people more and more into the holistic and natural healing. And then, as I've talked about this evening, my program, which takes it in a more specific, and it's a quantum leap from all the other diagnosing and blood tests and so forth that are out there. So I'm glad to talk to you individually. God bless you, and I look forward to getting with you again next week or talking to you on the phone, or you can email me. I didn't mention my email. Email at dowsingforhealth.com. Okay? Info at dowsingforhealth.com. Info at dowsingforhealth.com. Good night.